Book of Romans, chapter 9. Let's start from verse 1.
I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen.
Okay, now here St. Paul is saying in the verse 1 that what I'm saying right now, I'm saying in Christ Jesus the truth. I'm not lying. And I'm saying from my heart. I mean, last time we learned that St. Paul is saying, no one can separate me from the love of Christ. And so he is completely dedicated to God. And he said, now I'm serving the Lord and I'm whatever I'm saying, and I'm telling you the truth. And he's concerned about the Jewish people, because he came out of the Jewish people. And the Jewish people did not understand him, and they tried to kill him time and time again. We read in the book of Acts, wherever he goes, the Jewish people going after him to destroy him. So now he is saying in the book of Romans, he says, people do not understand. I would give my life for Jewish people to come to the Lord. That's what he's trying to say. But actually he doesn't want to be cursed and go to hell, but he is saying, I am that much dedicated, I can give anything for the Lord, for the Jewish people. Just like Moses. Moses said, Lord, kill me, but don't destroy this Israeli people. God says, no, I'm not going to take your name, I'm not going to kill you, but whoever doesn't listen to the word of God, those people will be destroyed. So this is the same spirit that Paul is saying here. If I would be cursed, let it be cursed, but I want this Jewish people to understand, because he said God had mercy on Jewish people. He gave them the law. He gave them the commandment. He called them with a definite purpose, and they are not understanding. And the verse 5, read one more time, he's saying how these Jewish people are so special.
Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever.
Now what he's trying to say, Jewish people, you are so blessed. God sent his son in Jewish nation. He would have sent anywhere in a Hindu tribe or Muslim tribe, but he had chosen the Jewish people. So he said, you should be blessed that the Savior came in Jewish family. And so you are first one to be blessed. That's why God sent his holy word to the chosen people. God had chosen this Jewish nation for the specific reason and purpose. But sometimes people do not understand. Each and every believer has to know that God has called us with a definite calling. We do not understand our calling, and we said, I'm nobody, I cannot do anything. Just think if I said the same thing when I was in India, and I had a vision to go to USA, and I was not an English preacher. I never preached in English in India. And so I preached always in Indian languages. And sometimes I see people know, they know English very well, they have degrees, but they don't do anything for the Lord, and I feel sorry. I said, you are talented. I said to my children sometimes, you know, you are born into this country, you know the languages, you know the vocabulary, you know everything. You should be doing much more than what your dad is doing. What I'm trying to say, God has given us much more. So St. Paul is saying, you are blessed. Romans 9:6.
Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
Now what he's trying to say, first of all he said, you are blessed because the Savior came in this family, means Israel, and God loved Israeli people more than the whole world. Now, for that reason, you should not be puffed up. You should not be saying, well, I'm the blessed one and I have all the blessings because I'm Israelites. He said, it doesn't work that way. God blessed the whole world, but he blessed the children of God, and the blessing came through one person. He says, God gave Abraham the blessing, and he said, in your seed, the blessing is coming. The same way he said to Isaac, in your seed, the blessing is coming. They said, what seed that was? That was Jesus Christ. When we read in Matthew chapter 1, the Jesus Christ genealogy given, the son of what? Son of Abraham and son of David. So we got blessed through Abraham because in Abraham's family, Jesus Christ was born. So he's talking not about all seeds, he's talking about one seed, and that seed is Jesus Christ. So we became the children of God. How? Because we have that seed of the Word of God. Chapter 1, verse 23, please read.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Now, this is the seed. This seed is the word of God. That word of God is Jesus Christ. When that seed is planted in your heart, then you are born again children of God. That's why there is a difference between the children of God and children of devil. Once we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are the children of God. That is the seed of God and promise of God. That's why he's saying, don't think that we're all are children of God automatically. We are the children of God because we are planted in the family of God. All born again children of God called what? Adopted in the family of God. Jesus Christ is the firstborn or the son of God, and then we are born again, the heirs of salvation through Jesus Christ, and we call Jesus Christ as our elder brother. So we are adopted in the family of God. So we should be blessed. And some people are still confused. We read in this book, he says, you know, Israeli people are the blessed. So some people are leaving Christianity and joining in the Jewish religion to get blessed. They did not understand the truth yet. And there was a one, he's a football player, he starts saying everybody has to be Jew and everybody has to abide in the Jewish law. And I start thinking, this man is very famous, and he starts saying something like that, many people will be deceived. But what I'm trying to say, the blessing is not now in Jewish religion. Blessing is now in Jewish rabbi, who is Jesus Christ. Abraham's blessing came through Jesus Christ. So we are not observing Jewish law or Jewish religion. We are believing Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ. And that's what is going to be more blessing than joining in Jewish religion. Verse 12. Go back to the book of Romans chapter 9, starting from verse 12.
It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Okay, now here see what happened. Jewish people are blessed people. God gave them the commandment. And the word of God says they could not walk according to the will of God. And book of Jeremiah, if you read Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 31, he says, God says, I'm going to make a new law now. And I'm going to put the law in your heart. Up to now, I read it on the tablets, but now I'm going to put it in your heart. And what that law was, he says, now I'm going to forgive their sins, and their sins will be not remembered anymore. That was only possible with Jesus Christ. When the Jesus Christ blood was shed, now we don't have to sacrifice every day. That once and for all sacrifice Jesus Christ did through his blood, and our sins are forgiven and forgotten, and there is no record of our sins when you plunge in the blood of Jesus Christ. Sometimes people are thinking, isn't it the Jewish people should be blessed than the Christian people? Now, any person wants to be blessed, they have to be believing in Jesus Christ. And the other people might be thinking, why God changed this? Then God says, God can do anything. This is God's doing. If you read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, that verse was given for the Jewish people, but that came true to Christian people.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Now St. Peter is quoting that verse, and he's saying to the church, now, he says, you are the chosen generation and royal priesthood, the holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him, who's God or Jesus Christ, who hath called you from out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, who did that? Jesus Christ did. When Jesus Christ was born, the whole world was in darkness. Go back to the book of Colossians chapter 1 and please read from verse 12 to 14.
Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
We became saints in the light. We were in the darkness, but now we are in the light. And what light? Saints. The people who are washed with the blood of Jesus Christ, those people are called saints of God. Okay.
Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
So what he did, he translated us from the darkness, the power of darkness, and brought to the marvelous light, the kingdom of God and his dear Son. So that's why we became special people in the sight of God. Okay, let's go back to the book of Romans, chapter 9, 13.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he harden.
If you go and read in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, the word of God says, we were enemy to God, we were not walking according to the will of God, but God hath mercy on us. By mercy we are saved, not by our own righteousness, but this was grace of God. Go to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and start reading from verse 4.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
Before the foundation of the world, he had chosen us by his mercy and his love. We didn't do anything, but this is the mercy of God. So God's word is saying, people cannot say, why God doing this? Just giving an example for the Israeli people. They should not be jealous what God is doing in the life of believers. Israeli people still did not understand. They do not allow Christianity in Israel. They don't want anybody to preaching and converting people from Jewish people to Christianity. Jewish people should be thankful that all Christian people are helping Jewish people. The same way Jewish people should be thinking Christian people are not our enemies. And they should be trying to help Christianity. Christian people helping Jewish, but Jewish people are not helping Christian. So what's happening? They are jealous. Got jealousy in it. Why God is blessing those people, just like we heard this morning. Paul was going and preaching and those people were envy to go and destroy the Paul because they did not want Christianity to spread. But the word of God says we should not be jealous. Sometimes God used some nation or even some person. He gave the example of Pharaoh. He says he chose Pharaoh to show his power. Pharaoh could not sit there and say, why me, Lord? But he chose the wicked person because the wicked person has to be destroyed this way or other way, and his heart is hardened, so God can show his power through that person. Okay, go ahead. Romans chapter 9, and start from verse 16 or so.
So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, hath he mercy on him, he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doeth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor, and another unto dishonor?
So God is trying to say, some people are not satisfied what God is doing. Do you know if people find fault in God? Say, why God made me black? Why God made me white? Why my nose is short? Why my nose is long? Why my ears is floppy? Why my hair is this? All of these things people are finding fault in God. But God has purpose in every person. Every person is unique in his sight. God has given us one more exciting things in our heart. The spirit man is the best man you can have, the spirit person. That spirit person can come and shine. Doesn't matter if that person is black or white or yellow or green. That person will shine for God. God will use anyone. He says God has the power. He made all these clay vessels. We are all the vessels of mud. But God uses for his glory. Take the vessels of mud or clay and put a treasure on it. Silver and gold and things like that. Doesn't matter how that vessel looks, but that vessel has a glory and power in that earthen vessel. He will take care of that vessel very carefully. He should not break, nobody can steal. Even this earthen vessel, how much power and glory came to that vessel because of what it has in that vessel. The same way the word of God says, we are earthen vessel and we have the glory and power of God hidden in us. Once we are available to God and they say, Lord, here I am, available. God can use the person from Africa or he can use the person from any jungle to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today, there are people coming from Africa and preaching the gospel in America. Americans were going and preaching to other countries. Now other countries' people are coming in here. Just like they brought the gospel to India, and now I'm here in America preaching the gospel. So what I'm trying to say, God can use any vessel. We cannot sit here and blame God, but God uses his people for his glory. We have nothing to complain, but only we can say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Sacrifice your body as a living sacrifice to God. Say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Doesn't matter how beautiful you are or how handsome you are or how ugly you are. If you're shining for the Lord, people will find something in you. Just think that one ugly looking person start raising the dead. People will running after him.